看一些圣经。
Let's read a few Bible passages.
翻到马太福音六章三十三节。
Let's turn to Matthew 6:33.
大家很熟的一节圣经了。
This is a very familiar verse.
马太福音六章三十三节。
Matthew 6:33.
你们要求他的果和他的义，这些东西都要加给你。
But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you.
希望弟兄姊妹熟是很熟哈，我们能够用这些圣经。
It's true that this is familiar, but hope that we can really use this verse.
罗马书第三章。
Romans chapter 3.
罗马书第三章第十节。
Chapter 3, verse 10.
我们要从第十节读到第十二节。
We'll read from 10 to 12.
就如经上所记，没有一人，连一个也没有，没有明白的，没有寻求神的，都是偏离正路，一同变为无用，没有行善的，连一个也没有。
As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one.There is none that understand. There is none that seek after God. They are all gone out of the way. They are all together become unprofitable. There is none that do good. No, not one.
约翰一书第三章。
First John chapter 3.
约翰一书第三章第七节。
First John chapter 3 verse 7.
约翰一书三章第七节。
First John chapter 3:7.
小子们呢，不要被人诱惑，行义的才是义人，正如主是义的一样。
Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous.
我再读一次哈，小子们呢，不要被人诱惑，行义的。才是义人，正如主是义的一样。
Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous.
诗篇二十三篇。
Psalm 23.
又是大家很熟的一篇诗篇哈。诗篇二十三篇第三节。
Psalm 23:3.
很多人都会背的哈，第三节。他使我的灵魂苏醒，为自己的名引导我走义路。
He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for His namesake.
所以，如果我们要真的真英文把这个前面那个讲啊，他使我的魂苏醒，为自己的名引导我走义路。
He restores my soul.He lead me in the path of righteousness for His namesake.
最后我们翻到启示录第十九章。
And then let's turn to Revelation.
圣经最后一卷书启示录第十九章。
Revelation 19 is the last book of the Bible.
第八节。
Verse 8.
或者我从第七节读起哈。
We'll start from seven, actually.
我们要欢喜快乐，将荣耀归给他，因为羔羊婚娶的时候到了，新妇也自己预备好了，就蒙恩的穿光明洁白的细麻衣，这细麻衣就是圣徒所行的义。
Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of saints.
我们圣经暂时读到这里。
We will stop here first.
我们这个我。过去几次跟弟兄姊妹说交通道抓住机会。
In the past I've shared about grabbing opportunity.
机会一过就抓不住了。
Once the opportunity is passed, then it's gone.
求主提醒我们的心。
May the Lord really remind our hearts.
我们可以说眨个眼，我们现在已经到了2017年最后的三个月。
With the blink of an eye, we're already in the last 3 months of 2017.
我们能够求主给我们真从里面明白什么叫抓住机会。
May the Lord help us really understand from within what it means to grab.
如果我们发现我们真的浪费了许多的年日。
If we have wasted many days,
我们在主面前有真实的懊悔。
May we really, really repent before our Lord.
圣经有话说，那些被蚂蚱、茧虫所吃的年日，主要补还给我们。
The Bible said that the Lord will redeem the days that were eaten by the locusts.
所以我们不要管我是多大的年纪，不是年轻的时候来信主。
Whether how old I am or because I didn't believe when I was younger.
因为主有应许，我们浪费的日子，只要我们真实懊悔到主面前，主要补还我们失去的日子。
We need to remember that the Lord will redeem the time that we have wasted as long as we come before Him and repent.
求主怜悯我们，能够不再浪费时间。
May the Lord have mercy on us that we don't continue to waste our time.
抓住时间来认识他。
We should grab this time to come to know Him.
抓住时间来明白他的旨意是什么。
And grab this time to know what His will is.
抓住时间来侍奉他。
And grab this time to serve Him.
天下万物都有定时。
There is a time and a season for everything.
在侍奉主是无论得时不得时，我们都要来侍奉。
And if as far as serving the Lord, it is always today.
我要回到我今年一开始跟弟兄姊妹的交通。
I want to go back to what I shared at the beginning of the year.
我跟弟兄姊妹交通过要补课。
I shared about making up lessons.
我们今天我现在发现很多人信主的根基不稳。
I realize that the foundation of many people, you know, as far as believing in the Lord, is very shaky.
我们求主给我们，就算我真的蒙恩得救，
even if I'm truly saved,
我们恐怕有很多的根基上面的东西没有做得好。
But there are many foundational things that are not very firm.
我们如果要对主认真。
If we really want to be serious with the Lord,
我们求主给我们恩典，能够补回我们没有打好根基那几个方面。
May we have mercy from the Lord that we can make up those things that we don't have a firm foundation on.
我记得我在读本科的时候。
When I was in college,
我选择读就那时候读选择读电脑。
I chose to go into computer science.
第一门课我就随便读的。
The first class that I had, I was very careless about it.
那当然读不好。
And so I didn't do well.
所以当我要准备在网上读的时候。
And so when I want to continue, going deeper.
我就发现，如果第一门课的根基都不是上面建的，一定都是浮浮的。
I realized without a firm foundation.Whatever is built upon it is very shaky.
弟兄姊妹啊，这是对我是一个降卑的经历。
To me, this is a humbling experience.
因为第一个，我要承认我读不好。
Because first of all, I have to admit that I did not study
well. 第二个，我重修这门课。
And the second thing is I had to take that first class again.
你知道跟我一起在读的同学会看，哇，你这门课还要重修啊。
So people who like my classmate will say, "Oh, this class you have to retake it."
那对我来说，如果决定要走这一方面的话，我必须这门课读好。
But then to me, if I really want to get into this field, I have to do well in this class.
说靠着主恩典，不管别人怎么看，我重修了。
And so, no matter how people look at me, I have to retake this class.
我能够把那个根基打好。我后来读了就好多了。
I have to build that foundation, and then later on it will be easier.
今天我们在跟随主的路上。
Today in following the Lord.
我们如果真的要得主的称许的话。
If we really want to have that commendation from the Lord.
求主给我们看到什么课我没有补好。
We have to be before the Lord and let Him show us what class or what lesson we did not learn well.
我不管别人怎么看我,
we don't care how other people see us.
我能够有这个降卑的一个路上走。
Oh, I want to have this humbling way.
弟兄姊妹主, 一定施恩祝福你。
And the Lord will definitely be gracious to you.
我已经交通过几个方面。
I have shared a few things already.
读圣经, 祷告, 聚会,
reading the Bible, praying, and gathering with the saints.
奉献, 往事的了结,
consecration, concluding the path.
在里面我们也交通到我们要走里面的路, 听圣灵的声音,
and then walking the inward way, listening to the Holy Spirit.
这个要补课的还有很多。
There are still many remedial lessons.
这些都是师父我们能够去做的。
These are things that we can go and practice.
但这一次我里面有个负担。
But today I have a burden.
我们的补课不止外面要去做。
The remedial lessons that not only concern things outward that we can do.
乃是有一个基本的我们的心思与观念需要补回来。
But there's one thing, it is our mindset and our perspective. We have to make up for that too.
好像今天很多基督徒说, 我一次得救是永远得救吗?
Many Christians say, oh, if I'm saved once, am I forever saved?
他们已经信主十年二十年还在问这个问题, 我一次得救永远得救吗?
They're believers for 10 or more years and they still ask this question.
你要知道这二十年他能够好好往前追求主吗? 不行。
With that, they cannot really pursue the Lord well within that 20 years.
因为他一直担心我会失去救恩,以后没办法在天堂过活了。
Because they're still worried about losing their salvation and they cannot be in heaven.
所以弟兄姊妹,如果我们在座有人在怀疑说我一次相信主, 我重生之后我还可能失去救恩的话,
so if there is any among us who think that after believing and I'm saved and born again I can still lose that salvation,
记得约翰福音第十章告诉我们,
remember that John chapter 10 tells us,
主说我的羊听我的声音,
the Lord said my sheep hears my voice,
我没有人 能够从我手中把他们夺走,
nobody can snatch them from my hand,
也没有人能够从我父手中把他们夺走,
and nobody can take them away from my father's.
我们真正重生了我们就稳固,
if we are really born again then we are secure.
我今天要跟弟兄姊妹交通的,
today I want to share with brothers and sisters,
我们刚刚读过的一节圣经,
What we have read a while ago,
约翰一书里面说, 行义的才是义人,
in 1 John it says, those who do righteousness is righteous.
弟兄姊妹, 我们的观念常常是好坏的观念,
our thinking is between good and bad.
宗教的观念也是告诉我们要行善事什么做坏事也是好坏的观念。
We know that in religious thinking, it concerns itself about good versus bad.
所以很多人说宗教都是劝人向善的。
And so, religion always tell people to do good.
说宗教都是劝人做好人做好事。
And religion wants people to do good things to be good people.
我们信主，我们发现圣经有一句话说：“因信称义。”
But in the Bible, it says we should live. The righteous will live by faith.
这个我们是主要我们不是因信做好人，是因信称义。
It is not that we become righteous. We are not justified by our acts of righteousness, but we are justified by faith.
所以我们在这里看到神看重我们的不是好坏，是看重我们义还是不义。
So the Lord is not paying attention to good versus bad, but He's looking for righteousness.
我们看一节圣经哈, 箴言第十四章。
Let's turn to Proverbs 14.
诗篇后面一节哈，箴言十四章第十九节。
14:19。
箴言十十四章十九节，这里说坏人俯伏在善人面前，恶人俯伏在义人门口。
The evil bow before the good, and the wicked at the gates of the righteous.
这个哈，可能中文会写的这个比较对比的哈。他说，坏人这个俯伏在善人的面前，但是呢，恶人俯伏在义人的门口。
The evil bow before the good, and the wicked at the gates of the righteous.
神说不义就是恶。
If you are not righteous, you are wicked.
在神眼中，如果我们现在开始有个观念，不义就是恶。
We need to know that if you are not righteous, you are wicked.
所以我们要问什么是义呢？
Now, what is righteous?
所以我很多个主日之前跟大家交通了这个马太福音六章三十三节。
I've shared on Matthew 6:33.
那里说先求他的果与他的义。
It says seek ye first his kingdom and his righteousness.
我们说先求他的果，乃是要我们承认主的主权。
To seek his kingdom is to accept his sovereign rule.
能够让主在我里面，在我心中掌权。
That he rules in my heart.
说整个事情讲到我们的降服。
And so the whole thing talks aboutOur submission and obedience.
但是讲到他的义。
But when we talk about his righteousness,
我上次谈了四点。
I talk about four points.
我说先我们要超能够走得上，先信后见。
We have to first believe and then see.
我们能够先给后得。
First give and then get.
我提过我们能够先死后生。
And first die and then live.
还有一个先降后先降后升。
First abasement and then exaltation.
我感觉哈，我还没有真完全把这个义好好交通的清楚。
I have not really shared this in full, you know, regarding righteousness.
我今天愿意再来交通这个义这件事情。
And so I want to come back and share about righteousness.
什么是义？
What is righteousness?
义乃是说与神是一致的。
Righteousness means to be one with God.
我再讲一次，义乃是与神是一致的。
Righteousness is one with God.
义致乃是义乃是说你有神一样的眼光。
Righteousness means you have the same mind with God.
我再讲一次哈，神看重是义跟不义。
God wants righteous.
所以我们今天看到义要与神有一致的一致的地方。
So to be righteous means to be one with God.
也有神一样的眼光。
And we have the same perspective as God.
神如何行事，我也如何行事，这叫义。
How he acts, I act the same way.And that's righteousness.
我们想到亚伯拉罕。
We think about Abraham.
圣经讲他说，这个因为他的信心，神就算他为义。
Because the Bible said because of Abraham's faith, he was counted as righteous.
他能够用信心，这是与神一致的。
Because he exercises faith, he is one with God.
我们能够看到义还有一个。定义乃是为了成全神的目的。
Another definition for righteousness is that it can accomplish God's will.
什么叫恶？
What is evil?
什么叫不义？
What is not righteous?
就是不能成全神的目的。
It is God's purpose cannot be accomplished.
与神不一致的。
Because it is not one with God.
没有神的眼光的。
Does not have God's perspective.
你所行的跟神是不同的。
What you do is different from God.
说这个哈，超过只讲好与坏。
This is way beyond good versus bad.
我们的标准，地上的标准都是好与坏。
Our standard or the world standard is always good versus bad.
但圣经的标准是以主为标准。
But the standard of the Bible is the Lord himself.
如果我们跟他差异，神就说不义。
If we deviate from him, then it is unrighteous.
你想我们要怎么样的来认识他？
Now how do we come to know him?
因为神已经讲，只要跟他不一样的，就成为恶。
God says that as long as it's not the same as him, it becomes evil.
所以我希望第一件事，早晨在这里给弟兄姊妹明白什么叫做义。
So I want brothers and sisters to understand what is righteousness.
第二个我们要来谈的义人。
Secondly, it's the righteous person.
什么是义人？
Who is a righteous one?
第一个我们说有主的生命。
First, we say you have the life of God.
我们知道繁体字这个义字哈是羔羊在上面，我在下面。
We know the Chinese character for righteous is on top is the lamb and on the bottom is I.
乃是羔羊。代替我，这个就称义。
It is the lamb being a substitute for me, and I become.
这个观念是神永远里面就有这个观念。
This concept is in the eternity of that God has already this concept.
每个重生得救的人
，and everyone who is born again，
必须看见我是个罪人。
Have to see that I am a sinner.
我的结果就是永远的灭亡。
And my conclusion is eternal destruction.
我不一定要做什么坏事。
I do not have to do anything.
我的本质就是下地狱。
My nature will bring me to hell.
但是神愿意来救，差他儿子来救我。
But then God sent His Son to save me.
你知道我们最大的问题是什么？就是
our greatest problem.
我们今天就算做得最好，我们还是 miss the mark， 我们还是达不到神的要求。
Even if we do our best, we will still miss the mark.
说罗马书三章二十三节说，世人都犯了罪，亏缺了他的荣耀。
And that's why in Romans 3:23 it says that all have fallen short of the glory of God.
你知道那个罪乃是说我们达不到他要我们达到的。
Sin means that we cannot hit the place, the mark that he has set for us.
说同样在罗马书第三章说，没有一个义人，连一个都没有。
And that's why in Romans 3 it says again, there is not one righteous.
因为我们所行的都跟他不合的。
Because everything that we do is not according or in line with him.
圣经告诉我们如何成为一个义人呢？
That's why the Bible tells us how to become righteous.
我们承认主的宝血洗净我的罪。
We accept that the Lord's blood, precious blood, cleanses us.
我们承认主为我死，为我埋葬，为我复活。
And the Lord died and was buried and was resurrected.
我现在所要的，接受基督到我里面做我的生命。
And I accept Christ into me to become my life.
弟兄姊妹，我们真实从心中这样接受的话，主说他就把生命给我们。
If we really receive this way in our heart, He gives us His life.
今天很可惜的，许多的这个弟兄姊妹在这个上面都有点偏差了。
Sadly, that even on this basic thing, brothers and sisters have deviated from it.
我们今天许多人信主，我只要主的祝福。
Many today, when they believe, all they want is the blessings from God.
如果主有一些不祝福我，我就开始埋怨。
If God does not bless me, then I start complaining.
今天更多的在基督徒当中，只要主的爱。
There are even more who only wants the love of God.
不能够有一点说管教什么的，因为这不叫爱。
You cannot even discipline because that's not considered as love.
弟兄姊妹，我们要看见一个我们本质是远离神很远的人。
We have to see that in our nature we're so far from God.
今天神能够接纳我们，这是神迹啊。
The fact that He can even accept us today is a very big miracle.
如果主没为我们死，你有机会给神接纳我们吗？
How can God accept a person such as I?
主今天给了我们一个恩典，我们一旦接受他，我们就能够被称为义。
God gives us grace that when we receive Him, we can become righteous.
因为圣经告诉我们说，基督来做我们的义。
Because Christ becomes our righteousness.
在这个义人的上面，还有一点就是说，主能够在我们这个义人身上找到义吗？
Now, can God find righteous in us?
神能够在我们身上找到与他一致的吗？
Can he find anything that is of him with him in us?
他能够在我们里面找到我们的观念是跟他是一样的观念吗？
Can he find in us the perspective that is his perspective?
我们从彼得后书里面读到一个人叫做罗德。
We read in 1 Peter a person named Lot.
2 Peter.
彼
得后书。那这个彼得说罗德是义人。
Peter said Lot is the righteous.
我们读罗德的人生平，真的觉得他怎么可能是义人
？But if we read about the life of Lot, we say, how can he be a righteous person?
新约在解释旧约，告诉我们说罗德是义人。
But the New Testament interprets the Old Testament and tells us God is righteous.
这告诉我们说，神的眼光看到罗德有与神一致的地方。
Because when God sees Lot, he finds something that is.Of God.
我们可以没看到，神看到了。
We cannot see it, but God sees it.
彼得后书二章七节就解释了这个。
And Second Peter explained this.
他说，他神只搭救了那常为恶人隐形忧伤的义人罗德。
And God delivered just Lot, vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked.
他有一件事是跟神是连结的。
There's one thing that he is one with God.
为着所多玛人所犯的罪，他一直的忧伤。
He was sorrowful for the sin committed by Sodom.
他没有去犯那些罪。
He did not commit those sins.
没错，他爱世界才会搬到所多玛去住。
It is true he loves the world. That's why he moved to Sodom.
但是他有一件事情是跟神一致的，他为这些恶行，他里面忧伤的。
But there is one thing that he is one with God. He was sorrowful for this sinful thing.
圣经告诉我们说他就是个义人。
And the Bible tells us he is righteous.
我们再来看雅各以扫。
And then we look at Jacob and Esau.
我们常常交通为什么雅各是神所爱的，以扫是神所恶的。
We always say why is Jacob loved by God and Esau hated by God.
你知道，如果我们只有好坏的观念，我们永远过不了这个关。
If all you think about is good versus bad, you cannot understand.
有许多人信主了多少年，他就是没办法接受神为什么接受雅各，不接受以扫。
There are many long-time believers. They cannot accept it. They don't understand why God loves Jacob and hates Esau.
雅各这么诡诈，为什么神就爱他呢？
Being such a shrewd.Jacob, how can God love him?
神你不公平，你就定义找一爱一个坏的，一个好的你不爱。
And so God, you are not fair. How can you love one such as Jacob?
弟兄姊妹，神在雅各身上找到与他一致的地方。
But God finds something that is one with himself in Jacob.
神在以扫身上找不到与神一致的地方。
But he cannot find anything that is one with himself in Esau.
雅各什么与神一致
？What is it that is one with God in Jacob？
雅各看重长子的名分。
Jacob valued the being firstborn。
他一开始很多东西不懂，但是他看重长子的名分。
Many things he does not understand, but he valued being a firstborn。
这个爱慕长子的名分是跟神是一致。
In that thing, he is one with God.
以扫虽然是好人
，Esau being a good person，
非常的听话
，and he really listened to，
非常的劳力
，and he labored。
但是他不看重这长子的名分
，but he does not value being firstborn。
他会觉得说，这长子名分这么重要吗
？He thinks, well, what's the importance of being a firstborn？
红豆汤比这个重要。
That lentil soup, that's more important than being firstborn.
他就被神放在一边。
And so God set him aside.
弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
我们看重属灵的事吗
？Do we put importance in spiritual things?
我们会不会把属灵的事也觉得无所谓
？Or are we careless about spiritual things?
我们会不会觉得少一次聚会有大不了？
Do we feel, oh, even if I come to a meeting one less time, well, that's no big deal.
一年52个礼拜，我来50个礼拜也够多了。
There are 52 weeks in a year. If I come 50 weeks, that's good.
许多我们认为不重要的。
many things that we feel that are not important.
我们认为无所谓。
We feel they're not something to pay attention to.
让我们与神不一致。
But those things, we are not one with God.
因为我们跟神不一致，神就定我们为恶。
And because we're not one with Him, God looks at it as evil.
神就把我们摆在一边。
And then we can be set aside.
弟兄姊妹，我们不要以为神不管我们的好坏。
Don't think that God does not pay attention to our good or bad.
我们没错，愿意有地方跟主是一致的。
We want to have things that are one with God.
但是不是说我们其他的我们这个好坏都随便。
But then we cannot say, oh, other things that's fine, whether we're good or bad.
一个义人犯了罪，还是有后果。
Because there is still consequence on the sin committed by a righteous person.
神从来没有说你是个义人就可以随便犯罪。
God never say that just because you're a righteous one, you can do whatever you like.
我们从大卫身上就认识这一点。
We know this in the life of David.
大卫有许多地方与神是一致。
We know in the life of David, there are many things in his life that are one with God.
他的观念与他的眼光跟神是一样的。
His perspective and his mindset is similar to God.
你看我们可以看到大卫的生平里面，他凡事求问主。
In his life, he asked seek the Lord in everything.
在扫罗年间，约柜不在，他也不问有什么所谓。约柜不在有什么所谓。
You know, in Saul's time, when the ark was gone, he never cared about it.
大卫一做王，他就全力的去找约柜回来。
But the momentDavid became king, he gave his heart into finding back that ark.
这个是跟神一致。
And that is one with the Lord.
所以他的运回来的时候，路过程中有出错，神也不容许的。
But even when he's taking back the ark and he made a mistake, God did not let that go.
大卫有个心思要在地上为主找到一个居所。
David want to find a house for the Lord here on earth.
说当神能够看到大卫，他说我找到一个是合我心意的人。
And so God said, I find somebody here who's after my own heart.
但大卫犯了罪。
But then David sinned.
他抢了人家的太太。
He took the wife of another man.
他杀了他一个手下。
And he murdered that person.
神有让他过吗？
Did God let him go?
没错，他当拿单责备他的时候，他立刻认罪，他的罪都在赦免。
No doubt, when Nathan convicted him, he really repented of his sin.
但是神没有容许他这个罪就这样就了。
But then God did not let this sin just go by.
那个后果是一直到他离世。都一直跟着他。
That consequence of sin was with him even until his passing.
他为着这个罪，他付上了很重的代价。
He paid dearly for this sin.
他受了许多的苦，因为他犯这个罪。
And he suffered for this sin.
但是没影响，他在神眼中是一个义人。
But it did not affect that in the eyes of God, he is still a righteous one.
我们看扫罗。
If we look at Saul.
没做什么大坏事。
He did not do any bad, great bad things.
撒母耳跟他说，等七天我来献祭。
Samuel said, you have to wait 7 days and I'll come do the offering.
他等到第七天，只是第七天还没结束，他就去献祭。
And he waited up till 7 days, but the 7 days is not concluded.
究竟有多坏啊。
Now, how bad is this thing?
我们常常都等不了。
Many times we cannot wait.
但是这件事在神眼中看是恶的不得了。
But in this thing, God looked at it as very evil.
神叫他杀光撒玛利那个亚玛利亚人。
The Lord wanted him to kill all the Amalekites.
他全杀了，留了一个王。
He killed all of them except the king.
他说把牛羊都杀了。
He said, I've also killed the cows and the sheep.
他都。不好的都杀了，好的留下来。
But he killed only the bad ones. The good ones, he left them behind.
请问在我们的逻辑上面，他坏在哪里？
Now in our logic, you know, what's so bad about that?
我们不可以商量吗？把好的都留下来啊。
Can't we negotiate and just leave the good ones?
你发现在扫罗的身上他没有神的眼光与观念。
But here we see that Saul does not have God's perspective.
他没有神的与神能够一致。
There's nothing that is one with the Lord here.
他认为我留下牛羊能够献祭给神。
He thinks that if I keep this sheep and lamb or whatever, I can offer it to God.
神为什么要他杀亚玛利人？
Now, why does God want him to kill the Amalekites?
因为在旧约亚玛利人就代表我们今天在我们身上的罪。
Because in the Old Testament, the Amalekites represent the sin.
神一定要这个预表一定要是全杀的，就是我们今天一定要对付罪到了结局的。
God wants him to kill all the Amalekites. Like today, we have to deal with our sins completely.
扫罗没有神的思想。
But Saul does not think like God.
说神借助撒母耳对扫罗说。
And so God speak to Saul through Samuel.
你看重献祭，神看重听命。
You put importance in sacrifice, but God values obedience.
你看重献上这些羔羊的自由，神看重的是顺服。
What you pay attention to is all this fat to be offered, but God pays attention to being obedient.
在扫罗王身上与神都不能一致。
So there's no oneness with God in Saul's life.
说神定了他是不义，是作恶的。
And so God said he is evil.
就把他废掉。
And so he was set as rejected as king.
你知道他以后真的很坏了，可是整天追杀大卫。
It's true, later on, you know, it showed up that he's bad. He was always pursuing David.
你的前面没显出来。
But in the beginning, it did not come out.
当初要选他做王，他躲在器具里，非常谦虚，不是我，不是我，不可能是我。
We see even at the beginning, when he was being picked as king, he was hiding. He said, oh, it's not me. You know, I should not be king.
弟兄姊妹，你可见我们的眼光与心思有多需要蒙拯救。
And so you see that our mind and our perspective really need saving by the Lord.
在我们一个堕落的人身上，
in us who are so fallen,
我们的心思意念是很难与主一致的。
Our mind is hard to be one with the Lord.
如果你不救我们的话，我们的心思意念就是被你定义为恶。
If the Lord does not save us, what is in our mind is evil in the sight of God.
说这个那是我们今天什么样是义人。
So today, how can we be righteous?
我们有主的生命。
We have God's life.
主在我们身上能够找到有他跟他一致的。
And God can find something that is one with him in us.
第三个我要提到的就是行义。
And the third is doing righteousness.
因为我们刚刚读过一节圣经说行义的才是义人。
Because we read a while ago, the verse says, "He who doeth righteousness is righteous."
不止我们有个观念，明白这个叫做义。
Not only do we have a concept and understanding that this is righteousness,
我们还要去行在这个我们所看见的义的上面。
We need to do righteousness.
就好像我们讲信心没有行为是死的。
We said that faith without work is dead.
我们说我很有信心。
I said, oh, I have a lot of faith.
我不敢做，你做。
But I'm not going to do it. You do it.
那怎么叫做你有信心？
Then how can you say you have faith?
你就是观念知识上你懂这个叫信心，你走不出来。
You know the concept of faith, you know, but you cannot walk in faith.
圣经有一句话说，有衣有食就当知足。
The Bible said if you have shelter, you have food, then you have to be contented.
我们工作只为养生。
And our work is just to earn a living.
你接受吗？
Can you accept that?
我们有些人这个观念都不能接受。
Many people cannot accept this.
我就遇到有人信主二三十年告诉我说不可能。
Some people say to me, even 20 years believer, they said this is impossible.
到了在今天这个社会，怎么可能工作只为养生呢？
How can you just make a living, you know, with your work today?
你连观念上都不能够与神能够一致。
They are not even one with the Lord in their thinking.
就算我们你在圣经里面讲了，你要侍奉神，不要侍奉马门。
In the Bible says, serve God and not mammon.
马门就是钱。
We know mammon means money.
啊，我主说不能侍奉两个主。
You cannot have two lords.
啊，你说主啊，我两个都一起吧，这个反正就这样子好了，好不好
？But you say, Lord, let me have both.
但主说没有这回事的。
But the Lord said, no, there's no such thing.
弟兄姊妹，如果你说我明白了，我也接受这个观念了。
But if you say, I understand and I accept this.
今天问题是你怎么过活的
？But then today, how are you living?
你的生活是怎么过的
？How do you live your life?
就证明你究竟有没有真正看见这句话，有衣有食就当知足。
How you live your life will tell us.How you look at this verse that with shelter and food you are content.
啊，今天不是叫大家就去住在 pavilion。
We're not.
只有冰箱，有个厕所，有什么？你就有一张床就住在那里。
We're not saying that you should just go live in a pavilion where there's a bed and maybe there's a refrigerator.
我不讲shelter，shelter没门呢，pavilion还有门呢。这个乃是说我们里面要知道我是不是过了我该有的生活。
What I'm saying is, are we living the life that we should have?
我又引用亚伯拉罕的例子。
Again, want to use the example of Abraham.
亚伯拉罕有一次，这个在四王五王打仗的时候，这个五王败了。
In the battle between the four kings and the five kings, the five kings lose.
然后呢，他的侄儿在索多玛也被掳走了。
And then Lot.Was taken.
亚伯拉罕带着318个家丁就打胜仗了，把这四个王打赢。
And Abraham, using 318 people, was able to conquer the kings.
他把他的侄儿跟家属救回来。
And he saved Lot and his family.
索多玛王来找他。
And then the king of Sodom came to him.
谢谢你把我们的所有人民都救回来。
He said.Was thanking Abraham for saving his people.
请你把我的人还我，全部我们财产给你。
He said, "Just give me back our people, but all our wealth will belong to you."
你收不收啊
？So are you going to take that?
这是我的 reward， 我打回来的。
Well, this is my reward for winning the battle.
亚伯拉罕说，你的一根线跟一个鞋带我也不要。
A thread or a shoelace.I don't want from you.
在他观念里面，我不跟你认同。
Because Abraham is not one with the people.
你是在犯罪的环境的时候，我不跟你认同。
The people of Sodom are in sin. I'm not with you.
你一根鞋带，一根线，我都不拿。
So a shoelace or a thread, I'm not going to take.
我认定，如果主有一天让我付，主自己可以让我付的。
But if one day the Lord wants to bless me, He can bless me.
我绝对不需要世人的代表来帮助我付。
I do not need a worldly representative to help me out.
他这里有观念与神是一致的。
So here he is one with the Lord.
他的行动跟神是一致的。
And his acts are also one with the Lord.
我不贪。
I'm not greedy.
我真的有需要，我就告诉我的神，神自然会供应。
And if I have need, I will tell my Lord, and He will give me.
弟兄姊妹，我们但愿在座的弟兄姊妹，如果年轻的更好，早早学这个原则。
For brothers and sisters, if you're young, this is your opportunity to learn this early.
我跟你们交通过，我有一段时间这个公司不加薪，我的这个。养生也刚够了。
There was a time the company is not giving raises and I just had enough.
不过应该讲 not giving me raises.
他
给别人 raises 不给我。
They just did not give me raise.
这个但是我跟 Sherry 我就说我绝对禁止我的口向老板要。
But I told Sherry I'm not going to ask from my boss a raise.
因为我还有一个更大的老板在上面。
Because I have a greater boss up there.
如果我上面的老板认为我该加薪，他就可以摇动任何的地方给我加薪。
If my great boss knows, feels that I need a raise, he can do anything to make that happen.
感谢主，这个想法跟他能够一致。
Thank the Lord that this thought is one with him.
神就给我。
And so the Lord gave me.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天在圣经里面有很多的原则。
Now today there are many principles in the Bible.
我们今天能够照这些原则生活，我们就与他一致。
If we can live according to these principles, then we're one with him.
所以我上次跟弟兄姊妹交通到求他的义。
So when I shared about seeking his righteousness,
我就提了那四点。
I mentioned those four points.
那四点都是行义。
Those four points talk about doing righteousness.
先信，然后才见。
First believe and then you will see.
你信得过主，要看到结果的。
If you really believe in the Lord, you're going to see results.
他说你先愿意给，就有给你的。
Then first give and then you will receive.
我上次讲尼弟兄的见证，他就经历这句话，因为神说你跟我一致，我给你。
I said about Brother Ni's experience because he experienced God giving.
许多弟兄姊妹都经历这个，我愿意给，看主给不给，主真的一定给，因为你是与他一致的。
Many brothers and sisters, when they give and they're one with the Lord, they experience the Lord giving them.
他说先死后生。
First die and then you will live.
我们今天我们都说十字架。
Today we all speak about the cross.
我们都说我们在背十字架。
We say we are bearing the cross.
十字架的不，什么叫十字架？
What is the cross?
十字架就是我所要的，神不给。
The cross is whatever I want, but the Lord does not give.
对不对？所有小朋友长大都是我整天背十字架，因为我要的父母都不给。
Many kids say I'm bearing the cross because what I want the parents does not want to give me.
这个只叫十字架，这不叫背十字架。
This is the cross, but you're not bearing it.
十字架带下来是有苦。
There is suffering with the cross.
十字架的目的是把我们带到死。
Now the purpose of the cross is to bring us to death.
我们真的能死，我们就背起十字架。
If we can die, then we are bearing.
因为这个苦的味道已经不见。
Because that taste of suffering is already gone.
难处还在，那个苦的味道不见。
The difficulty is there, but the taste of suffering is gone.
先降后升。
First abasement and then exaltation.
你知道我们很难愿意降。
It is very hard for us to come low.
但弟兄姊妹，先不要想升，你能够降，你就蒙福。
Well, don't think about being exalted. If you can come down, then you're already blessed.
因为降是与神一致的。
Because to be abased is to be one with the Lord.
因为主耶稣一直降在地上来，还一直的降卑的。
Because we see how the Lord lowered himself and keep on lowering himself.
我们愿意降卑下来的，一定与他一致的。
If we are willing to be lowered, then we are one with the Lord.
我们过去有一个硕士生。
There was a graduate student.
我们跟他怎么传福音，他都觉得我是不错的。
No matter how we share the gospel with him, he feels like he's good.
我很多想法什么都对的，你们讲这个是不对的。
He feels he's always right, and what you guys are saying is wrong.
但有一次他坐飞机出去去看他女朋友。
But one time he took the plane to visit his girlfriend.
我相信他已经坐飞机很多次了。
I'm sure he has taken the flight.
那一次他往外看，他就发现所有东西飞得越高越小。
And he realized the higher he flies, the smaller the things look to him.
他突然间有个想法，其实我蛮渺小的。
And then he realized, oh, I'm pretty small.
如果我现在在下面，根本这个高度什么都看不见。
If I were down there and I'm at this height,
那如果神在上面看下来，那我是在哪里呢？
And so if the God looks down, where am I?
这个飞出去再回来，他换了一个人。
So after he came back, he is a changed man.
他没多久就信主。
And then he, not too long after, he believed.
我昨天跟这个年轻弟兄姊妹交通到撒该。
Yesterday I shared with young brothers and sisters about Zacchaeus.
你知道撒该是税吏长。
Zacchaeus is a chief tax collector.
这是当官的。
He is an official.
我们这有人当官吗？
Do we have any officials here?
我都不知道这个。你这当官啊，最要的是，哎，怎么整天都穿西装的，很有面子的。
For officials, they usually are very well dressed.
你知道他有一天他要看耶稣。
One day he wants to see Jesus.
但他又矮。
But he was very short.
但他很想见到耶稣。
But he really wants to see Jesus.
但你要想想看，面子攸关，我怎么见呢？
So if you are concerned about your face, you cannot see.
对啊，你今天你说我在人群一扒，因为哪有官是这样，官是很多人，所以说让开让开，我大官走过嘛，对不对？
If you're an official and you care about your face, you'll not be squeezing among people.
对啊，但是你自己不敢不会这样做的。
Because you won't do that.
但是你想看，你要爬到树上也不简单的。
But to climb up a tree, that's not.Easy either.
对不对 ？Hamlin 的学生有一天，哎，杜老师爬到树上去了。
Well, if the students in Hamlin saw like Professor Tong climb up a tree one day,
赶快照相，今天有照相。
They probably want to take pictures of him.
哎呦，你说如果我是董老师的话，我说这怎么会有人？我也没人，这个我是想摘一个什么东西下来吃。
If I were Professor Tong, it's really hard to do that. Maybe I want to get something to eat from the tree.
对，我希望没人看到。
But I want it to happen when nobody's there.
你想撒开，他爬上双树，多少人看？一次都不是那个大坏蛋嘛，这个整天在收我钱的。
But then to climb up that sycamore tree, everybody will see it and they will know that, oh, he stole my money.
旁边有多少人在骂他？
And probably there are a lot of people who are angry and, you know.
他能够放下他的面子，我今天就是要看到耶稣。
But he was able to set all this down just to see Jesus.
这个要的心把他逼上了那个双树，不管人家怎么看我了。
Now that desire in his heart really pushed him to do anything.
这个对撒该来讲是一个降卑的行动。
Now this thing is coming down low for Zacchaeus.
他从来没有想到他只想我看到耶稣就满足。
All he's thinking is, all I want is to see Jesus.
他没想到他主耶稣走过就停在哪里跟他说，你下来吧，我今天到你家住。
And he never thought that Jesus will stop before him and say, this day I will come to your house.
从来连想都没想过。
He could not even imagine that.
我已经是一个大罪人。
You know, I am a great sinner.
他绝对有感觉。
He definitely knows that.
但是我就是爱钱呢。
But he loves money.
没钱怎么过活？
How can I live without money?
我这么大房子怎么开支怎么用？
How can I have enough expense to pay for that house of mine?
我还有这么多仆婢在这里。
Many people
servants.
Servants need I need to pay them too.
但是他一遇到主一进来了。
But then the Lord comes in.
主又吩咐说撒该啊，第一个做这个，第二个做那个，第三个做这个，我就跟你住多几天。
Now did the Lord give him certain conditions to meet and then he will live there?
主一句话都还没说。
The Lord did not say anything.
撒该就站起来说，我把一半分给穷。
And Zacchaeus said,One half I'm going to give to the poor.
他说我若敲诈了谁就还他四倍。
And those who are cheated, I'm going to give them fourfold.
我觉得圣经写得很妙。我若，怎么用若？他肯定敲诈人。
Why does the Bible say if? Of course he did that.
对不对？会有人没走过他的关卡吗？都走别人了吗？
Would
他哪有钱？
Would people miss going to him and paying him?
他铁一直在敲诈人。
He's always deceiving people.
所以有时候读圣经一些字啊，他说我若敲诈人还他四倍，好像只有五个啊，我敲诈了五个。
He said if, as if he had only deceived a few.
你发现他敲诈了这么多人，他把钱一还，他还剩下什么？
And if he had deceived so many, and then he returned all those money even fourfold, how much would be left for him?
没太多剩下来。
He won't have much left for himself.
因为他里面已经改变了。
But then, because he has changed inwardly,
他已经能够与神一致。
He is one with the Lord.
他能够被神称为义。
And so he is counted righteous by the Lord.
他也能够行义。
And he do righteousness.
你在圣经里面很多是我们就绝对做不到。
There are many things here in the Bible that we cannot do.
有人打你的右脸，左脸转过来给他打。
If people hit you on the left, you turn your right cheek.
不可能。
Of course, that's not possible.
但我们可以操练结婚的。
But you can practice that in your marriage.
先家里先被人打惯了，
maybe,
看看以后被别人打可不可以。
Maybe if you have practiced that at home, then it would be okay to be.
我们今天做室友的。
Or maybe with your roommate.
试试看被打一下。
Try to have them hit you and see how it feels.
很快就搬走了。
Probably you will move out.
我跟你讲，圣经很多你要跟神一致的，你发现非常的难。
To be one with the Lord, you know, is very difficult.
但是你说是不可能吗？
But then, is it impossible?
如果不可能，不会写在那里。
If it's impossible, it would not be written in the Bible.
圣经说，财主进天国是难的。
We know that for a rich man to enter the kingdom is very hard.
门徒说够难的了。
And the disciples say, oh, that's very
hard. 主耶稣说在人不行，在神凡事都能。
But then what is impossible with man is possible with God.
撒该就行得出来。
And then it is possible with
Zacchaeus. 他是圣人吗？
Is he a holy person?
没有，他只是能够遇到主，他能够遇主一致。
No, he just met the Lord and he is one with the Lord.
我们发现这些环境不是你傻傻瓜出去打打打，okay, 打完你看我行义了。
It's not that you go out and have people hit you and then you said, I have done right.
这不是这个意思。
That's not what it
means. 千万不要你说主日听 Andrew 讲道叫我们出去被打了。
Don't say that because Sunday I heard that message, so I'm going out to have people.
这一这传出去我在传异端呢。
Then I will be preaching heresy.
乃是我们有一些情况是我为着主我面子摆下来。
But there are circumstances that for the name of the Lord,
为着我能够继续往前，我面子下来。
For the sake of going forward, I'm willing to lay down.
我是愿意被人家似乎在欺负我。
And I'm willing for other people to take advantage.
我能够有主的眼光。
I want to have God's perspective.
所以你会发现行义比要求你好坏高多了。
And so to do righteousness is way above doing good.
如果我们今天还一直抓住好坏的话，
If today we still hang on to good versus bad,
we are going to miss big. 我们会失去很大。
Then we're going to miss big.
因为当神看重要的，我看无所谓。
Because what God looks as important, we are careless about.
我们看为重要的，神看无所谓。
What we think are important, God thinks it's not too important.
我们就没办法跟神一致。
And so we cannot be one with God.
就算我们已经重生得救了。
So even if we are born again.
圣经还有一句话，行义的才是义人。
And the Bible says, those who do righteousness are righteous.
我们知道义还有个定义，刚刚讲过是成全神的目的。
And we say that righteousness is to fulfill God's will.
我们必须明白神的心意是什么。
We need to know God's heart and His purpose.
譬如我举些例子。
Let me give some examples.
夫妻吵架。
When husband and wife have, are angry or mad with each other.
他们吵到要离婚了。
And they want to get a divorce.
好了，你今天好好劝劝劝，哦，终于不离婚了。
And then you encourage them, and then finally they said they want to stay together.
你认为你的目的达到了吗？
Have you reached your purpose?
啊，他们现在都能够好好生活了。
Now they can live together.
我们要问婚姻的目的是什么？
We want to ask what is the purpose of marriage.
我们要明白婚姻的目的是要跟神一致的。
Marriage, purpose of marriage is to be one with God.
神只要我们不吵架就好了吗？
Is it only if we don't quarrel then we're fine?
所以以弗所书给我们看到。婚姻乃是讲到基督与教会。
But the purpose of marriage is Christ and the church.
你知道，你真的想这个，你就想我们这样婚姻有像基督与教会吗？
Now you think about your own marriage. Is your marriage like Christ and His church?
神说我们的婚姻要走到是基督与教会。
Our marriage has to reach the point of like being Christ and the church.
不止我们要走，我们要帮助别人也走的一样。
And we not only do it ourselves, but we help others to achieve that too.
圣经告诉我们，基督爱教会，为教会舍命。
Christ loves the church and died for the church.
我们说做弟兄的，做丈夫的，有爱你的妻子，为妻子舍命。
So brothers, Do you love your wife to the point of dying for her?
你这舍命就是他打你右脸，左脸就给他打叫舍命。
So if she hits you on one cheek, you turn the other.
你早就手就出来挡了，对不对？没打我干嘛？
You probably will defend yourself.
对，所以你发现啊，你真的要走上像婚姻是基督与教会，不是今天看什么世界小说啊，基督与教会。
We're not talking about what we read in novels. We're talking about the Bible saying that to be like Christ and church.
妻子要顺服丈夫，如同教会顺服基督。
And the wife submit to the husband like the church unto Christ.
你真的明白这个？你们都冲进去要结婚吗？
If you really understand this, would you rush into marriage?
你冲了进去，哎呦，什么基督教会都听不懂。
But you probably you don't even understand what is Christ and the church.
所以我们今天要明白，婚姻有目的存在的。
We have to understand that there's a purpose in marriage.
当然，我们还有另外一个，就是说，约书亚说：“至于我与我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。”
There's another thing, like Joshua said that.Me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord.
我们不是只是结婚来，我们两个人 enjoy our life,
marriage
享受我们的生活。
Marriage is not two people just enjoying their life.
我们婚姻结婚是为了一同两个人一同来侍奉神。
It is both of you to come and serve the Lord.
所以我们要不吵架，使主找到一个安息的居所。
So you don't quarrel so that the Lord will have a place of rest.
所以我们今天在婚姻的上面要能够很多观念的改变与主一致的。
So in our marriage, there are many things that we have to change so that we can be one with the Lord.
我们今天教孩子。
And today we teach our kids.
我们说孩子不听话，说我们把他带到很听话。
They don't listen, and so we want to make them listen.
就够了吗
？Is that enough?
他现在开始好好读书。
You have to study well.
那他开始能够好好工作，不懒了。
And they work diligently. They're not lazy.
我们要把孩子带到为神的目的而活的。
We need to bring them to the point of living for the purpose of God.
你的圣经有叫教养孩童，使他不离开神的道。
We have to train up our children so that they would not depart from God's word.
所以你要知道，当我们有神的眼光，就与世人的眼光不同。
If we have God's perspective, then we're different from the world.
我们今天，我希望今天跟弟兄姊妹交通，能够有明白神要我们成为义人。
I hope that today in my sharing, brothers and sisters will want to be righteous.
不是做好人，只是去做善事。
It's not to be a good person or to do good deeds.
我们再翻到马太福音。
Let's turn to Matthew.
马太福音第七章。
Chapter 7.
我希望弟兄姊妹能够有很深的印象说神看重是义与不义。
God looks at righteous versus unrighteous.
神看不义是恶。
And unrighteousness is evil.
第七章，我们来看这个，二十一节。我从二十二节读起。
Start from verse 22.
他说：“当那日，必有许多人对我说：‘主啊，主啊，我们不是奉你的名传道，奉你的名赶鬼，奉你的名行许多异能。’我就明明告诉他们说：‘我从来不认识你们，你们这些作恶的人，离开我去吧。’”
Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works. And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity.
这个哈，恶人，圣经讲这不能够行义的，在神眼中就是恶。
Those who cannot do righteousness are evil in God's sight.
我们看马太福音二十五章。
And then Matthew 25.
我们看到这里有三个仆人。
There are three servants here.
然后那哪一天两的，他把它藏起来了。
And the one who had one talent, he kept it.
你知道他没有浪费，他没有乱花，他 就是存在那里还给主人了。
Well, he did not squander it. He buried it and then returned it to the owner.
25:26, 主人回答说，你这又饿又懒的仆人。
And his Lord answered and said unto him, the wicked and slothful servant.
神说这样的人是饿的。
This person is wicked.
他没有做坏事。
He did not do bad things.
但是他只是跟神不一致。神说他是恶。
But he's not one with the Lord, and so he's wicked in the Lord's sight.
我们刚刚读了启示录第十九章。
We read Revelation 19.
十九章第七到第九节那里说。
From verse 7 to 9.
这个哈，他那里说，我们有一天羔羊的婚娶的时候到了。
One day, the marriage supper of the lamb will come.
我们要穿上那冠冕洁白的细麻衣。
And we want to wear that clean and white fine linen.
他说细麻衣是什么？
What is the fine linen?
圣徒所行的义。
And that fine linen is the righteousness of the saints.
说到那一天，神不止我们已经信主成为义人，神还要我们有行出来的义。
So not only are we righteous because we believe in Him, He wants us to do righteousness.
我们信主，基督成为我的义。
Yes, when we believe, Christ becomes our righteousness.
我们信了主之后要行义，这个行义成为我行出来的义。
But after we believe, we have to do righteousness, and this becomes our righteousness.
说我们见主的那一日，
So the day when we appear before him,
主要看我们有没有穿两件的衣服。
He wants to see if we have two sets of clothing.
一件是我信主的时候主就给我穿的。
The first garment is what he gave me when I
believed. 第二件是我行的义，我 earn it, 我赚回来能够穿的。
And the second garment is what I, the righteousness that I do, something that I earn.
我有这两件的衣服，我就得赏赐。
I have to have those two garments, and then I will be rewarded.
说弟兄姊妹，神看重我们是否是一个义人。
Yes, the Lord looks at us as righteous.
神看重我们是一个行义的义人。
He paid great attention to wanting us to be to do righteousness.
弟兄姊妹，千万求主救我们，不要对主的心意无所谓。
We should not be careless about what God wants.
对于主今天所要看重的，我都无所谓，觉得不重要。
What God deems important, we cannot be careless about.
我们把一些宗教的思想变得看得很重要。
We treat religious thinking as important.
诗篇二十三篇第三节刚刚读过。
And what we read in Psalm 23.
我们求主给我的魂能够醒过来。
That He restore my soul.
不让我的魂是沉睡的。
That my soul would not be sleeping.
然后他后面说引导我走义路。
And lead me on the path of righteousness.
主啊，引导我走义人的路。
Lead me on the road of the righteous.
我已经是义人。
I'm already a righteous.
引导我能够走义人的路。
Lead me on that path of righteousness.
但愿这是我们在主面前的祷告。
May this be our prayer before the Lord.
我们常常向主呼求。
May we cry out to the Lord.
使我们能够行在这个义路的上面。
That we will be walking on this path of righteousness.
这义人的路就是神的路。
This path of righteousness is the way of the Lord.
这神的路就是正路。
And the way of the Lord is the right way.
这个路就能够与主一致。
And that way is one with the Lord.
这个路就能够成全神的目的。
That way can accomplish God's purpose.
说弟兄姊妹，这是我今天的负担。
This is my burden today.
行义的。
If you do righteousness.
才是义人。
Then you're righteous.
我们要问我们自己。
We need to ask ourselves.
我有与神有一致的地方。
Is there anything in me that is one with the Lord?
我有多少与神是一致的？
How much in me is one with the Lord?
求主怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy.
我们的魂被唤醒。
That my soul will be restored.
我们的观念被更正。
That my thinking can be changed.
我能够看重在主面前成为一个义人。
That I pay importance to being a righteous one before the Lord.
我看重能够与神一致的。
That I want to be one with the Lord.
我爱慕更多认识他。
I really want to know him.
我也爱慕认识他的旨意。
And I love to know his will.
在这混乱的一个时代里面。
In this chaotic time.
求主预备我们。
May the Lord prepare us.
成为一批行义的义人。
That we are a group that do righteousness.
我们一头低头有点多。
Let's pray.
主啊，每当到你面前来。
Every time we come before you, Lord.
我们就求你怜悯我们。
May you have mercy on us, Lord.
主啊，你鉴察我们这个人。
Lord, search us.
主啊，我们许多与你都不一致的。
Lord, there are so many things in us that's not one with you.
主啊，我们深处向你呼求。
In the depths of our heart, we cry to you.
求你救我。
Lord, save us.
引导我走义路。
Lead me on the path of
righteousness. 使我能够走在义人的路上。
That I can walk on the way of the righteous one.
从今天到我们见你的日子。
From now till seeing you, Lord.
使我们能够那一日，我们有两件衣服能够穿上。
That day we have two sets of garments.
我们能够得你的称许。
We will be commended by you.
主啊，求你怜悯我们。
Lord, have mercy.
常听我们的真心的呼求。
Lord, hear the cry of our heart.
你的救恩切实临到我们身上。
That your salvation really come.
让我们的魂能够一直蒙拯救。
That our soul will be saved.
愿荣耀颂赞归给你。
May glory and unto you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
This we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. 聚会都到此。